Kamloops Arts Council Executive Director Kathy Sinclair is one of a dozen so far to publicly state their intention to seek election in the September 30th vote. Kathy's in studio with us now to explain why. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Now, we read that you believe Kamloops is on the brink of exciting things and you want to help create a community we can all be proud to live in. Mm-hmm. Terrific slogan, terrific message, but it's the sort of motherhood and apple pie sort of thing that without some detailed explanation doesn't really mean much. So what does it mean?
Sure. Yeah, I'm happy to explain that. I think really for me, it's about setting the intention of what kind of community we want to live in. I've been living here in Kamloops for 5.5 years now. I'm very proud to live here already. I think it's really about building on what's already here, building on the strengths, and that includes the long history of resource development, jobs and businesses, but also expanding business. So diversifying the economy by, through high tech, through food and agriculture and wine. We have so many things that could be happening here and that could continue to be built on. Tourism and economic development are causes close to my heart.
So do we need to promote ourselves in a more superior way?
You know, I think that Tourism Kamloops has really taken an exciting new turn. They're really boldly unscripted. Their campaign, I think, is brilliant, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens. One of the things I noticed about when I moved here was that Kamloops really was not on my radar until I looked at it to move to. And I think that's very common. I'm from the coast originally, and a lot of my friends would overlook Kamloops, whereas they might flock to Kelowna. Personally, I think Kamloops has it beat. Kelowna, particularly when you look at our downtown and some of the neighborhoods on the North Shore versus the strip mall of Kelowna itself.
Now, you mentioned the importance of the resource sector, which brings me to something that you don't really have to worry about as a potential council candidate, and that's the proposed Ajax Copper Mine, because council just made their position known the other day with a 5-1 vote declaring their opposition to this mine project. So where do you sit on that?
Yes, interesting question. Well, and it's interesting timing, but I feel that council did make the right choice in that case. I am pro-mining. I use a lot of electronic gadgets, and it would be hypocritical to say that I was not in favor of mining. I believe in this case, it was just a little bit too close.
All right, so mining's okay, just not here.
Well, mining's okay. Within 2 kilometers of an elementary school, that was a question. And, the recent wildfires have really got me thinking a lot about air quality. There were a lot of days in the past 2 weeks where a lot of people couldn't even leave the house. So human health is definitely a priority.
Arts is another area, of course, where your interest lies. And you say arts can be a tool for economic development. In what way?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not actually very well known, but the arts and culture are actually responsible for 88,000 jobs in BC. So when you look at arts, it's not just paintings, it's not just galleries, but when you look at the broader sense of the arts, and that's film and television, video games, animation, education, all of that. So the arts are a huge economic driver. In fact, nationally, they are 10 times of a higher direct economic benefit than sports. So 61.7 billion nationally is the contributor of arts and culture in Canada.
So how do we translate that into jobs, economic activity, and an improved quality of life in Kamloops?
Yes, all good questions. So again, I think it's about attracting businesses here, retaining them. Kamloops Innovation is doing some incredible work. Vicky Weller at the TNRD Film Commission, those are directions that I think we can really build on, expand. Venture Kamloops is obviously doing lots of work in that direction already. Stratford, Ontario is an interesting case study. They're a town of about 30,000 people, and they have purposely tried to bring in creative companies. So companies working in the creative economy. And that's included putting Wi-Fi hotspots all over the city. Simple things like that make it value added, that make it an attractive place to want to settle.
Now, if you're promoting arts, obviously we would think you'd be promoting a performing arts center.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm very interested to see what's happening right now with the Nicola Valley Community Theater Society. I had the privilege of meeting that group. They have done a ton of work, and they are looking at a model where they're creating a performing arts center that's attached to movie theaters. Merritt doesn't currently have a movie theater, and they're they have created a business model that they say is self-supporting. They've also been very smart about securing funding. They're not taking it to referendum. So I'm interested in exploring a model like that, as well as public-private partnership. So, you know, maybe it's condos. I think there's a lot of possibilities. And I think, you know, people say it was defeated. The referendum was defeated, but forgetting that maybe that TCC was also defeated the first time around. And so was the Riverside Coliseum. So I don't know that that's going to go back to referendum. I think the parking, the underground parking, may have added significantly to the cost. And a new proposal that did not include that may have more buy-in.
So something more modest. Well, should it be downtown?
I think downtown is a great place. I'd love to see the downtown become more dense. So increasing density here, more condos, more apartment buildings. The North Shore, though, is a really interesting place to me, especially the area around Kamloops Innovation, Red Beard. I know that there's plans for more apartments and condos to be going in there. For me, it's all about walkability and densification, and not that everyone, you know, is able to live in a condo, but that's where you start to see sustainable growth in cities.
Some people are talking about free parking downtown. Do you buy into that?
Interesting idea. Well, I think parking is a great revenue source. As a pedestrian, cyclist, and driver, given the option, I will often walk because I can. Sometimes it's easier to drive, but, you know, if paying for parking makes somebody think twice and take the bus downtown instead of driving and looking, circling around for parking, I don't think that's such a bad thing either.
Although there is the discriminatory element, it's free everywhere else in the city, just not downtown.
Interesting point. There's definitely some downtown parking that is free, though, if you don't mind walking a couple of blocks. So, yeah.
Kamloops Arts Council Executive Director Kathy Sinclair, the latest looking for one of two seats around the Kamloops Council table. Thanks for coming in, and we'll be talking more.
Thanks a lot, Jim.